Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, yet my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, it is Friday, but it's not going to be a free-for-all Friday today. I've lined up some guests, and we're going to visit with them for a little bit. And I mentioned yesterday, we just got started with MyPillow. And I gave a little bitty testimonial about MyPillow and my broken elbow, because unbeknownst to me, a brother of mine, which I will have to scold him later when I'm feeling better about not having told me about how great the MyPillow was before, he brings me a MyPillow, the little bitty one, to prop my arm up. And I'm like a little kid now that MyPillow goes with me everywhere, just like a little kid takes their blanket with them everywhere. I've got my MyPillow with me, and I can prop my little arm up, and it's nice and soft, and it's taking good care of me. So we are going to be promoting MyPillow, and I am using it on my bed. My husband's using it. All my kids are getting MyPillows, and they're all using them, and we're going to have some good testimonials on all these because I know that it's a good pillow. And my brother told me, he said, yeah, I only use them. I don't like any other pillow. And I'm just kind of looking at him cross-eyed because he knew I'd had neck problems for several years after I had an injury many, many years ago. One of those fallen down injuries. I know I fall down a lot, it seems like. But I want you to go and check out MyPillow. And the reason they call it MyPillow, when you go to their website, you're going to order a MyPillow, you're going to answer a little questionnaire. And so it truly is designed for you. MyPillow. It's your pillow. Nobody else's. MyPillow. So I want you to go to the website, which is just MyPillow.com, and you can also use the 800 number that is assigned for CSE Talk Radio and just talk to somebody about it. And that's 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. And the promo code, if you go ahead and order today, well, or even in the next few weeks, but if you're going to order and you want the show to get credit for it, you've got to use the promo code, all lowercase, Beth Ann. No E on the end of Ann. It's just Beth Ann. Now, the thing that makes it unusual with MyPillow is it has a 10-year warranty. It's guaranteed not to go flat on you. 60-day money-back guarantee. They will guarantee it to fit you, to be what you want. In fact, they told me on the phone, if it doesn't, they'll give you a different pillow, and that 60 days will start again. It's patented interlocking fill that adjusts to your individual sleep needs, whether you're a side sleeper, stomach sleeper, or a back sleeper. And something that we have always tried to promote here, it's made in the USA. Mike Lindell will be a guest in the near future. We haven't got him lined up yet, but he has promised to come on the air and visit with me, and we will have him on. And also, it's so important, especially for you out there with big families, these pillows are machine washable. Absolutely machine washable. Promo code Beth Ann, and the 800 number is 1-800-978-6168, MyPillow.com. We're going to go to Buck, Dr. Buck Montgomery, and we're going to talk about Westerns in the first half of the show, and then when we come back on the second half of the show, we're going to have a different guest, and we're going to talk about something totally different. But we're going to go to Dr. Buck today. Dr. Buck, how are you doing?
Good morning. Always great to be riding the radio trail with you, and you know what? I own a MyPillow.
Awesome.
I met Mike Lindell, and I've had 14 or 15 concussions in the stunt business, so my head needs to be supported just right, and I tell you, you're right. The MyPillow, I know you weren't waiting for this endorsement, but you know, I'm a big fan of the MyPillow, so I'm happy to see that you guys got on board with each other. That's great.
It is awesome, and you know, I We were kidding back and forth, and my listeners know, they know all about this little broken elbow I've got. And I was kidding with Dr. Buck and John Goodwin yesterday on email that I really thought we were just going to talk about how Beth can fall off the horse and not break her elbow since we're visiting with a stuntman. But if you've had that many concussions, I don't know if you're the one to give me good advice.
That was over 43 years, okay? So that was a span of 43 years. You break it down, and it's not that many per year. So that's the way I look at it. And I heard about that elbow incident and such. My God, I was surprised I didn't see something on the Internet because I heard you chased down somebody on a fast-running horse, a purse snatcher, jumped into his truck, and you actually hit your elbow going at about 40 miles an hour on that horse as you grabbed for that purse, and you hit your elbow, what, on that rear view mirror?
On that big rear view mirror, you know, on that
yeah.
pickup truck, yeah.
Wow. And I guess, you know, heroic. Heroic is the only word for Beth right now.
Well, you know, when I was a little girl, I played like I was Calamity Jane. So.
Well, you just never stop playing. That's the whole thing.
No, it's Calamity Jane or Annie Oakley. I don't remember which one, but I think it was Annie Oakley. But anyway, yeah, I used to play like I was a little cowgirl. So I wished I had something that dramatic, but it was actually square dancing. I fell down when I was square dancing.
Oh, let's not even talk any further about this. Let's see, you know.
It was extreme square dancing. And I've had to promise them that there'll be no more extreme square dancing or break dancing during square dancing.
Man,
so.
you dosied when you should have doed, huh? it could happen. Square dancing. I love it.
I'm not giving up square dancing. I'm going back. I'll tell you what. I just absolutely love it. I will be going back. But I haven't done a lot for recruiting.
No, I would suspect not, yeah.
Recruiting's gone down since I broke my elbow. But anyway, I wished I could say I was doing something heroic. I was doing something fun, and I was probably having a little too much fun. But we're going to talk about the Westerns today, the Galaxy Press Westerns, the legacies. In particular, we want to talk about the Arizona Rangers.
And exactly. I'm out here in Arizona, so I think that's a perfect little segue there. I tell you, you know, I missed getting to go to Hollywood to do their live stage radio show, that thing called the flu and pneumonia, a double dose.
Oh, my goodness. It's going around, isn't it?
Yep, got me, and once again, my head was just laying on a MyPillow, but but I actually sat there because I thought, what can I do? I couldn't even turn the TV on, so I pulled out the audiobooks, and that's what I listened to, and the show I was supposed to do in Hollywood was the Arizona Rangers, so the toughest Ranger. So, of course, I put that one on, so it was like I was kind of there in Hollywood, but not really. But, yeah, the Arizona Rangers, I mean, what a classic group of men that were here, 26 of them. And most people don't realize, besides the great story that L. Ron Hubbard told, it's been told a few times. It was actually a TV series called 26 Men, and the Marty Robbins song, Big Iron, is about the Arizona Rangers. So, yeah, I mean, that's just one of the classics, and I know there's a great thing. Is it on John's blog or something like that? I'm not a blogger.
Yes, he's got it on a blog. Yeah, I think I don't have the link, but I think you can go to galaxypress.com,
right.
And I think it's right there, /westerns, and I think you can get
it
there. How Arizona Rangers legacy lives on, and it's a blog there, and there's been lots of comments made and different things. But, yeah, you know, I remember Marty Robbins. He was one of my favorites, and he always did those ballads, you know.
He grew up right here in Glendale, Arizona.
All right, well, we're going into a break, and we're going to open up phone lines. What do you know about the Arizona Rangers, the toughest Ranger? GalaxyPress.com/westerns, and we're pushing for the toughest Ranger. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You've got a question for Dr. Buck? Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Buck and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Dr. Buck Montgomery. He's a stuntman, and he promotes the Galaxy Press Westerns, and we have a lot of fun when he comes on the show with me. You know, one thing I do like about any books, when I read books, especially if they're novels or something, is when they actually have history within them. And the toughest ranger is right there with that. They have the history of the Arizona Rangers. And anybody that's listening, if you've watched any of these old TV westerns and stuff, you know what they're talking. You know what we're talking about with the Arizona Rangers. I don't quite remember the 26 Men series. I'm going to have to look that up and see. They're surely on YouTube. You can surely watch them.
It's somewhere out there. Yeah, it was actually filmed right out here in Arizona. Actually, they did it at what used to be, there's a studio that was east of here, and that studio had to close. It was actually called Apache Land. They closed when the Phoenix Airport decided to change the flight pattern, and all of a sudden you had planes, you know, just 200 feet above your head going over a film studio. Not the optimal thing for sound engineers. Actually, that's where Charo was filmed with Elvis Presley. Quite a few films were actually filmed out there, but 26 Men, Kilo Henderson, who was a stuntman and became an actor, he was one of the stars in it. And a lot of actors got their start on that show. And actually, Audie Murphy did a, I think, a guest spot on one of them. But, yeah, the Arizona Rangers, you know, around for 8 years, 26 men total. And the way that L. Ron Hubbard puts that those characters into the toughest Ranger is amazing. He's actually telling the story of the Rangers. And his depiction, if you study the Arizona Rangers and then listen to the audio tape, the audio books, or read the books, you'll paint a real good picture. It's almost exactly like you're reading something out of history, because he really did his research on what these guys endured and how they came about. They didn't wear uniforms. Even after their 8 years of existence, they actually, a lot of them continued to uphold the law, even though the Arizona Rangers were no longer basically a governed, sanctioned law enforcement agency. So pretty amazing. But
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's your turn now.
It's my turn. Well, you're so funny. Anyway, it says here in the present-day Arizona, which I thought this was really interesting, with the present-day Arizona Rangers, which was established in 1957, or reestablished, I should say, that they exist now as an unpaid, all-volunteer, non-profit law enforcement support and assistance organization in the state of Arizona. And I thought that was really interesting.
It really, and I do a lot of events. And they're always, their presence is always there, and they're qualified. Many of them are retired police officers, sheriff's officers, highway patrol. That figure, well, I'm going to volunteer some time now. So they come out and they do these events. Great guys. I haven't met one yet that I wouldn't say, you know, lives up to that Arizona Ranger status. And like I said, the audiobook, I'm a big fan of Galaxy Press's audiobooks.
They do an awesome job with them.
Read. Oh, you know, I was doing some looking there, and I was surprised. I thought, wow, over 30 hours of entertainment is packed in this package with just his westerns, which includes basically 34 stories. One, of course, the Arizona Ranger. There are over 75 well-known Hollywood actors that lent their voices to these audio tapes. So you're going to hear some recognizable voices when you listen to these audio tapes and they tell these stories. Like I said, it's not just one guy reading the story. It's
oh, no.
A bunch of characters.
Lots of sound effects. So it really takes you to that moment. It really takes you to that era. I got a big kick out of this particular quote. It's one of the original Rangers. He was quoted as saying, "The reason there was only 26 of us was because the territory couldn't afford no more."
Exactly. I don't think he was an English teacher before he became a Ranger.
No, I don't think he was an English teacher, but you know, I'm really not concerned about his English if he's there with a gun to protect me.
They were an amazing group of guys and very well respected. Everyone knows it was the Texas Rangers, but the Arizona Rangers had that exact same respect throughout. And these guys, I mean, you know, Arizona's not a real small state. I mean, you put 26 men to cover this whole area, that's pretty amazing. And,
And they had to be tough. They had to be tough. There's no doubt about it. Now, this one I kind of I got a big kick out of. You remember watching, what was the name of that? Was it the FBI? Was that the name of that show? I don't think that was the name of it. But anyway, this particular quote that was, it said it was at each episode. "This picture is dedicated to the 26 Arizona Rangers whose distinguished and heroic deeds made it possible for Arizona to become a state. This is a true story." This is the part I think is really funny. It's not funny, but peculiar, because it matches another TV show that we watched all the time. "Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent."
I love it.
Don't you remember? Wasn't it the FBI? Was it? I can't remember the name of the show. But
there was Elliot Ness, and
yes,
there was some of those ones, which was basically about the FBI. And,
yes.
So That's interesting. That's interesting.
Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
that sounds like my life. I have pretty much changed all the names that have been in my life, and just to protect them.
Just to protect the innocent, yeah. Just to protect them. Well, we want to give it. GalaxyPress.com/westerns is where you can go to find these books. And particularly, we're kind of pushing the Arizona Rangers, so the toughest Ranger is the one we're pushing today, but you can get any of them. It doesn't make any difference to us. We want to see you enjoying these Western books, and they are, and whether you want the book to hold in your hand the old-fashioned way, or you want to listen to the audiobooks, they're great books with great stories, and a little bit of history is wound up all inside it. So,
and right now they're 25% off. 25% off. Yeah, that's a special. I mean, you can get the whole package with the on the audiobooks, I think, for a little under $150, which, you know,
good.
Divide that up between 34 stories, you know, basically 15 audiobooks. And it makes a great gift. And it's, you know, it's great to pass on to family members.
Always need gifts, and, you know, we give all these crazy gifts that, you know, are plastic and fall apart and or need batteries. So these don't need that. I guess if you get the audio book, you're going to have to put it in something that needs batteries that, or plug it in.
Exactly.
But,
they come beautifully packaged. I mean it's not like something you get it and go, well, I better find something nice to put this in, because they use all the old pulp Western book covers.
Which
are classic,
beautiful
artwork and such. So, and what's nice about it, it's for any age. You can give this to an 8-year-old kid, a 6-year-old kid, and they would enjoy it. It's very family friendly.
You're going to teach them violence if you do that.
There's, and I did do some quick research, and there are no, L. Ron Hubbard didn't do any stories about square dancing.
Well, he should have.
I quickly looked at that, and I'm going to have to send you some elbow pads next time you go.
Yeah, I think I might need some elbow pads. I'm not going to do that slide anymore. You know, that there's a it's supposed to slide over, but the floor was sticky, and the shoes weren't smooth. And when I went to slide over, because I was having such a good time, went to slide over, I fell literally straight over on my right side. Elbow caught the entire fall, so that's why I broke my little elbow. But on the other hand,
I'm surprised all that crinoline, you know, didn't break your fall, you know, the skirt that you have to go.
I don't wear the poofy skirts. That's the old time West.
Oh.
That's the old time square dance. I don't wear the poofy skirts.
I know. Yeah. I was painting a picture there in my head.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll post a picture online for that one.
Well, I'm glad we got that one out of your head. No, I was not wearing a poofy skirt. But I'm getting better, and I know that my listeners, they've been really helpful. They've given me all kinds of suggestions on how to get my bones mending faster and get my strength back up after surgery. But now I'm going to have trouble going through the airports because I got a little metal in my elbow.
Oh, yes, you will.
I'm going to set off some alarms, you know. Anyway, we are, I think we're into a break. I'm going to have to let you go. GalaxyPress.com/westerns. And Dr. Buck will be back with us another day. We appreciate all that you do, Dr. Buck. Thank you.
You bet. Great talking with you, Bionic Beth.
Yeah, thank you. you're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. You just heard us talking with Dr. Buck Montgomery, and we were pushing the Galaxy Press Western series, but particularly the Toughest Rangers, which is about the Arizona Rangers. You can go to that website at galaxypress.com/westerns. That's galaxypress.com/westerns. And we're going to get a little more serious right now because we're bringing on Stacey Cromer with Vitae Foundation. We're going to talk about what they've got going on. You know, they host the fundraisers and they bring in speakers, and they've got some more coming up here real soon. And we're going to visit with Stacey about that and all about, I'm going to have her remind us about the good things that Vitae Foundation does. Stacy and I go back a long, long way, and we don't even want to talk about that, but we go back a long, long way. We're good friends. Stacy, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bethann. It's good to be with you. And yes, we do go back, well, a sort of long way. Long way.
It just seems like a blink ago, but I actually sang for Stacy's wedding back in the day.
Yeah.
And so I remember
almost
that very fondly.
19 years ago.
Has it been 19 years? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you got a good one. You got you a good guy, so.
I did. And I got, you know, leaving my previous employer in the private sector and coming to a nonprofit, particularly Vitae, was such a great move for me. It was truly an opportunity. God called me here, and it was an opportunity for me to further the pro-life cause and apply what I had learned in the sports marketing industry and through my employment at Learfield to apply here at Vitae. And I am just really proud to be part of this organization.
You know, it's marketing is so important in every company, in every organization, every foundation, every association, whatever the case may be. You've got to market. And I think that is what, I know that's what draws me to Vitae, is how you market what
right.
you have.
Right.
And I'm not even sure how to word that. They don't necessarily promote themselves as pro-life, but that's exactly what they are. But what they do, and you could probably verbalize this better than I can, is you go to protect the women. We're saving babies, but the women that and the young girls that are caught in a situation that they don't know which way to turn, and society is telling them you have one choice. Well, Vitae brings that truth that they have more than one choice. And, you know, it's through compassion for the women.
Right, right. And it's research-based. We hold the largest knowledge base in the world on right brain research on abortion. And in the early days of the pro-life movement, I mean, it's been 45 years since Roe v. Wade was enacted. And in the early days of the pro-life movement, there was a general feeling that if a woman just knew that was a baby in her womb, there's no way that she could kill a baby. And it seemed logical. Well, in fact, the decision of the woman is not one based on logic. It is based on
emotion.
And it is also a consumer decision. So going back to our very first study, which was in August of 1994, we revealed that to a woman who's pregnant and doesn't want to be, abortion is the least of three evils. It sounds horrible, because it is, when she is so afraid and so shamed, she doesn't want to have the baby. Adoption does not seem like a good option because she doesn't know who's going to get her child, and she feels like she's abandoning it. So abortion seems to be the least of those three evils. Now, also along with that, what a woman is going through in her mind is self-preservation. She doesn't want to let go of the woman that she was. Now, that was 1994. Let's fast forward to 2016. A lot has happened in that span of years. We conducted our seventh study, and it goes directly to what you were just talking about with marketing and branding. Since the beginning of Vitae, we have always relied on the research to craft the messages to reach women. Now, when we do an ad on the Missouri Tigers, I hope you've heard one of our ads there, or on the St. Louis Cardinals or Kansas City Royals. Those ads are not directed to women who are pregnant. They're directed to people like us. We're influencers. We are already on the pro-life side, but it's aimed toward people who maybe are kind of in a gray area and not sure how they feel about the issue. It causes them to think, and it brands what Vitae is. And specifically when it comes to marketing and branding, I mean, Bethann, you're a brand. Vitae is a brand. Planned Parenthood is a brand that's widely recognized throughout the United States, without a doubt. It is in public schools, in major metropolitan areas, and the most recent study that we did was to examine the Planned Parenthood brand. And it's interesting what we learned. We actually interviewed women between the ages of 21 and 49. They were in New York, Miami, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And the Planned Parenthood brand is nearly impenetrable. You know it. I would say most, if not all, of your listeners know the Planned Parenthood brand. Yeah. And believe me, young women know that brand too. And their brand promise is healthcare. It's healthcare, it's confidentiality. And so what we had to do was to take that information, examine it, and say, okay, how can we counteract their marketing? And keep in mind, they have $190 million to advertise.
Yeah.
$190 million. And a little old organization nationwide, but here in mid-Missouri, doesn't have $190 million yet. We are reaching abortion-minded women throughout the country. And it's all based on this research.
And even the name Planned Parenthood, which is deceiving, is a brand. They have branded that name. They make it sound as if it's something that it's not. And I have said many times, abortion is not a health care. It's a procedure. It doesn't save a life. It ends a life. And so, you know, of course, my listeners know where I stand on that. And I believe we're making progress. And I know that when I go to the banquets and I visit with you and I listen to you and I listen to others there when they speak and you give statistics and you show what you're doing, Vitae has made such a difference. And we are making headway. We're making progress for life.
And that's thank you for those kind remarks. And of course, I would concur. I think that the thing that is unique about Vitae is that we do base this on research. We don't guess. We've been at this for 26 years. We are in our 26th year, and we don't guess at what we do. We are very methodical. It is based on the research, and each campaign is designed with that woman in mind. Now, probably no secret to your listeners that a woman who is of childbearing age, who are having the greatest number of abortions are age 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
They use their mobile phones all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we know that's where we have to target.
And we're headed into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the banquet, the event that's coming up here real soon, as well as targeting and how we really can be right there with them, holding their hands and guiding them and leading them, the young women that are in tough situations. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're visiting with Stacey Cromer, talking about life with the Vitae Foundation, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the tax taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, Pure Entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Stacy Cromer of Vitae Foundation. When we were going into the break, you were talking about, you know, our marketing, how you market and you go to where these young women are. And we were talking about the cell phones. You don't go anywhere where you don't see these young people on the cell phones. They don't listen to the news. They get everything on the cell phone. They can get their news on the cell phone, but, you know, they don't sit down. They don't necessarily turn on the radio. They don't necessarily turn on the television. They've got it all on that phone. Everything is on that phone. Their connections to life are on that phone.
You know, we don't want to believe that everything we do on our cell phones is being tracked or monitored, but it is.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, and when a woman is pregnant and she's searching for an abortion, she will, we know which kind of words we should be purchasing for a Google pay-per-click campaign. Mm. And it sometimes can vary from community to community, primarily in the larger markets. And we do test different words. It most always, without fail, you need to include the word abortion. Because if you just say pregnancy, free pregnancy, it's not necessarily going to pull up the landing page or the ad for a pro-life organization. And the difference, you know, we're talking about brand. Planned Parenthood has a brand. And though I believe that Planned Parenthood, a woman's fertility cycle is just treated like a disease to them. At a pregnancy help center, they are not in business. They're not there to make money. They're there to reach out. They are a community resource. Planned Parenthood is a business, and it's an industry. Make no mistake of it. Most all pregnancy help centers are ministries. They're faith-based, and they are not fake clinics. Yes, there may be fake news, but these are not fake clinics. They are truly there to help a woman guide her through this decision. They are not there to coerce them. So I'm just trying to, you know, that's what the other side will tell you, is that these clinics are fake. In fact, pregnancy centers, they have learned a lot from the research that Vitae has done, and a lot of these things have been applied in everything they do. For example, we were working with a center in Vista, California, and they were doing some Facebook advertising, and it just wasn't working. And they reached out to our marketing and research application team, and they made a recommendation, and they were kind of like, I don't know that that's really the direction we want to go. We're like, okay, that's fine. And within a couple of weeks, they called back, and they said, we did it, and it instantly improved the results of our campaign. So we're a proven performer as well. And speaking of social media, we were talking about cell phones, and, you know, kids love social media. I still have yet to sign up for Snapchat or some of those other things. I'm still a Facebooker. But believe it or not, you would think, oh, well, you should be advertising on Facebook and Instagram, right? Social media. And we have. However, it is not the best use of our resources. No. If a woman is considering an abortion, she's not going to go to Facebook or Instagram. She's going to search. She goes to those to see what things are going on in their friends' lives. So we concentrate on Google pay-per-click campaigns and search engine optimization. This is fascinating, too, and you know how to stop me when I get rolling, but this is fascinating, and I want to share it. We have learned that a woman will typically search for an abortion between 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning on Mondays and Thursdays on their mobile phone. Now, I got to thinking about that, though. Okay, say I'm a college student, and I think I'm pregnant. Well, over the weekend, I study and socialize, and then come Monday morning, I got to face this. So she would do a search then, and then Thursday she wants to go back to this, or she's searching again before the weekend starts. So I found that pretty fascinating.
That is interesting. Well, we're going to run out of time. We just have a couple of minutes left, and you've got an event coming up here in the local area in in Jefferson City, isn't it? We've got on March 19th, and we're going to have Kirk Cameron. Yes. Kirk Cameron's going to be the speaker, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And, of course, those who don't know him, I don't know where you've been. But we talk a lot about the bad guys out of Hollywood, but this is not one of them. Kirk Cameron's one of the good guys.
And he was an atheist. He was an atheist in Hollywood, and he met a Christian woman, and not to steal a story, but she's his wife today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a great story of salvation, and also, I mean, this man, he loves life. He loves this country. And he is truly, he's just a really sweet guy. I mean, I've had the opportunity to meet him. He's spoken for Vitae before. If anyone is interested in coming, you can contact Beth, or I would assume Beth would put the information on her website. I'm not sure.
I will do that.
but they can also go to adsforlife.org. And that's easy to remember, adsforlife.org. It's Monday, March 19th at Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. There is a luncheon at noon, and a dinner at 6:30, and I would be honored if you would want to be our guest. Bill and I have a table, so if somebody, you know, wants to go and they want to sit somewhere that would maybe feel comfortable, just give us a call and say that Stacy said.
What's the number? What's the number they should call?
It is 573-634-4316. Again, 573-634-4316.
All right, we've got that. 573-634-4316. I encourage you to go to the Vitae Foundation's website. It's vitaefoundation.org. And you said addforlife.org.
Ads for life.org.
Okay, I didn't have the S in there. Adsforlife.org. Check this out. Kirk Cameron's going to be a good speaker. He'll be fun to listen to. I know he will be. We've listened to him. We've heard him. We've watched him act. We've done lots of things. And you remember him from Growing Pains, but I watched Fireproof. Outstanding movie.
Yeah.
It's about God and family. You know, we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but we're getting it to the end of the show here where I come back and I always say it's about bringing America home. And what a better way, Stacy, to bring America home than to save the lives of these babies, which are the future of this nation. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Beth Ann, and you better be there.
I will be there.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I will be there March 19th. I've just made a commitment. March 19th. I hope to see you there, too, as we all work together to bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.